Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
There's some things, Karen, I just can't let go of.
Welcome into In Focus. You're on News Radio KMAN. Dave with his great snake jokes.
That wasn't even a joke. That's just a mere reference.
Is it actually National Serpent Day?
It is.
Oh, man.
It really is.
I talked about this earlier this morning, and it just wasn't because Karen was coming in because, you know, Karen has this inane fear of snakes.
That would be true. Good morning, Manhattan, and I just want to say that not all holidays are meant to be celebrated. Oh, my goodness.
Look at the snake. Look at the snake on
there's
the screen.
There's a photo of a snake on the screen right now.
I'm not looking.
It's a non-venomous one.
Dave, you can't torment the guest this early.
That's really terrible.
All right. I'll let you take care of the show, Nick.
Anyhow, Nick McNamara here behind the mic. Normally, you'd hear Brandon Peoples in here, but he's off covering a court case going on right now with Dakari Lyons. You've probably heard that a little bit in the morning news. But as you heard a little bit, sitting in the studio with me is Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Karen Hibbard. Karen, thanks for being in.
Oh, my pleasure, Nick. Happy February.
Yes, finally.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the good news is February is the shortest month of the year, so we might have experienced the longest month, and now we're about to experience the shortest month.
Well, I'm doubting it's going to be the warmest, but I'm hoping for it.
Yeah, that's right. Stay tuned.
Right.
Stay tuned.
There's a lot going on this month. I was looking at the calendar, and there's just so many things going on around Manhattan, and namely, first one coming up on Monday is the Johnny Caw groundbreaking.
Absolutely, and I'd like to talk about celebrating a couple of big guys in our community, and certainly Johnny Caw, we've talked about that a lot, about who Johnny Caw is, what does he mean to the community, what was his intent when he first came to life, and that was about attracting visitors into our community. And so we invite everyone to come on Monday, 4 o'clock, City Park. There will be that groundbreaking celebration to begin the efforts to beautify Johnny. Certainly, again, we want to thank the many partners from across the region that are making Johnny's improvements possible, and that is McCowan Gorman, Kansas State Bank, Friends of Johnny Caw, Manhattan Technical College, WTC, Johnny Caw Bar, the City of Manhattan, McMillan Architects, Riley County Historical Museum, Jed Dunham of KSU Historical Fame, Flint Hills Job Corps, Flint Hills Area Builders, MCC, and of course Visit Manhattan has been involved with that as well. And there have been many others. We are grateful for those that have given of their money, have purchased bobbleheads, have really saw the vision of what the improvements to Johnny can mean for the community. And then we will have as Visit Manhattan, we're going to have some fun activities. The groundbreaking starts the activity on Monday at 4 o'clock, and then the completed project, we will celebrate Johnny once again during National Tourism Week. And on Thursday, May the 9th, there will be a big birthday party. We have some special fun activities being planned for National Tourism Week on that Thursday. So stay tuned and pay attention to the improvements that we'll be making with Johnny Caw.
And I've seen a few composites of the new Johnny Caw Plaza that's planned, and it looks pretty nice. It's going to be kind of interactive in a way where kids can get sort of up close with Johnny and hang out in the area.
Absolutely. And the thing that has really been missing with that is, who is Johnny Caw? You know, he's certainly legendary and tall tales, folk stories that went with that. But there will be six panels that will be around Johnny that will tell the story, that will tell the tall tales about some of his accomplishments. You'll have a QR code that you can actually scan and read more for those details. An opportunity for you to linger a little bit longer. There will be some cell phone charging stations there. It's often that as people are in the park and do all of the activities that they do in the park, whether they're relaxing and at the Rose Garden or enjoying their children and grandchildren at City Park in the playground area or going to the pool, it's interesting to see how people venture to Johnny and want their picture taken there. So the improvements will lend itself so it's much easier for photo opportunities. There will be some seating so you can actually sit and enjoy the the park. So I think the public will be very, very pleased with the improvements that are being made.
And it'll be a much easier walkway to get into there, too, for folks who might not be completely mobile.
Absolutely. And that has been something that has really been lacking. And so to be able to navigate around that, certainly the improvement's going to be good. The plaza itself will look like a giant sunflower that he will be standing on. And, of course, those that are students of Johnny know that the sunflower was one of his favorite flowers that also happens to be our state flower. So I think that you'll be very, very pleased with that. And if you haven't had that opportunity to purchase your very own bobblehead, the numbers are limited. We only have about 150 of those left. You can purchase those at the Chamber of Commerce. You can also purchase them at the Flint Hills Discovery Center or at Sunset Zoo. I would really encourage our public and our listeners and our visitors to make sure you go to the Flint Hills Discovery Center now. There is a great exhibit about stepping into art and tall tales and storybooks, and Johnny Caw happens to be a feature there. You can envision yourself as Johnny Caw. You can write a story about Johnny Caw, kind of the Mad Libs take, but you can picture yourself as Johnny. And so a huge shout out to the Flint Hills Discovery Center for partnering with helping to tell the story about Johnny. That exhibit runs through May 12th, which also happens to end nicely with the National Tourism Week.
Nice how that coincides there.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sure if you mentioned this, and you might be reiterating. Will the project be completed around that National Tourism Week then?
Yes, absolutely. The project will take about 13 weeks, and so we'll do the groundbreaking on Monday, and then they'll start in earnest probably weather-depending right after that first part of February, and it'll take about 13 weeks. So you know how construction goes, but everyone knows that the end goal is on that Thursday, May the 9th, for us to be celebrating Johnny with his birthday again.
So stay tuned, but by the summer you could be enjoying a new Johnny Caw Plaza. Then.
Absolutely, and who knows what other kinds of adventures there might be with Johnny Caw, and we're looking forward to him saying thank you for finally bringing him back to life and giving him the salute that he needs.
But there's another big guy in town you wanted to talk about as well.
One guy that is truly a legend in the community and someone that we have valued his leadership very, very much. And that big guy is Lyle Butler. As you know, this month is the month that Lyle will be ending his tenure with us at the Chamber. We have deeply appreciated his leadership, not only in the staff, but the whole community has benefited and region has benefited from Lyle's leadership. He began his time here at the Chamber in Manhattan in July of 2000, and so now we are in 2019, so nearly 19 years we have had Lyle as our Chamber leader and community leader, and I think all of us would agree that Lyle has been the right guy in the community the right time as we've made a lot of growth and a lot of changes. So we'd like to make sure that the community is aware that on Thursday, February the 21st, there is a reception that we are planning for Lyle, and we invite all of the community to come and attend. Come and tell Lyle thank you. Thank you for being a part of our community. That will be at the Conference Center from 4 to 6:30, and it's just a come and go, a time for you to speak to Lyle yourself and to tell him thank you, tell him you can recall some of the fun memories that you might have with him, some of the things that he has been a part of, but we do encourage the entire community to come to that. Again, it's at the Manhattan Conference Center on Thursday, February the 21st from 4 to 6:30.
And I think that might be his final appearance on In Focus as well.
I think it is. I think it is. His last day at the Chamber is the 28th of February. And so I think that as February winds down, and again, it's a short month and we all are feeling that. He specifically is feeling how quickly that goes. But there'll be a lot of last for Lyle. And so I know that your In Focus and your time with him will be one that will be fun and you can recall a lot of fun things that he's been a part of.
I hope to make it a little more fun than the – well, they're always kind of fun when Lyle comes in.
Oh, absolutely.
But, And, of course, there's a new CEO coming in as Lyle comes out. Jason Smith is coming in. And have you had a chance to meet with Jason Smith yet?
I have. Our entire staff has met with Jason. He is a good guy. We're looking forward to his enthusiasm. And he has reiterated that the Manhattan Chamber and the entire community of Manhattan has a strong reputation of getting things done. And he's looking forward to having that opportunity to lead us into the future. Jason and I have already given him a hard time because one of the questions that the staff asked of Jason was, how does he really feel about that Boomer Sooner song? So we're going to have to make sure he understands how to say Go Cats and how to wear purple.
I'm sure it'll be a learning process.
I'm sure it will be.
But he also spent time in Lincoln, too. So
he did. So
I mean, you know.
He's finally seeing the light.
You know what I think we should have?
And that is?
A big bonfire. Everything that is Sooner or Nebraska-related, attire, other things that he has.
There you go.
We need to take it up to the parking lot at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, throw it in one of those big red hot coals cans, and torch it.
There you go. Well,
then we can sing Kumbaya and Alma Mater.
If Jason were here, all I would say is Kansas State and Manhattan, Kansas have given a lot to Norman, Oklahoma. It's about time Norman, Oklahoma gave us something in return.
Oh, there you go.
All right,
there
Karen.
You go.
We're winding up here. We're running out of time. Is there anything you wanted to touch on real quick before we close out?
I just encourage our listeners, if you're looking for something to do, make sure you go to our website, which is visitmanhattanks.org. Check out our calendar of events. See what you can be involved with. And then certainly mark those dates on your calendar. The little guy in the city park, we're going to break ground on him Monday at 4 p.m. But certainly circle NRAD and make sure you're there at the Manhattan Conference Center to tell Lyle thank you on Thursday, February the 21st from 4 to 6:30.
And I guarantee you we'll probably be at both of those as well.
Thanks, Nick.
Of course. Have a great day. Thanks for coming in. Coming up next, we're going to transition over to Megan Doherty from the Riley County Research and Extension. Stay tuned here on In Focus.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist.